Yeah, private.
Oh, private.
Other states usually are able to do it, but not ours.
Okay,
I misunderstood. I thought I heard public.
Yes, that would take a statutory change. That would not be through regulation. That would be a proposal for statute 10-303 to be updated. And I think that would be a conversation that would probably start with Andrew Norton, but it would require our commissioner to weigh in on that in terms of whether or not it would go forward as a proposal, as an agency proposal for a statutory change.
Okay. This is Brandy, kind of going off of what Frank was just talking about and expanding. Given that right now we're allowed to be in government less facilities in the state or federal less facilities, would we be able to expand our horizons into running some of the new marijuana shops that will be open in 2022? Would we be able to get first right of refusal on being operators in those locations?
I couldn't answer that, but based off of what I know, marijuana currently is not within the scope of our operation at Randolph Shepherd. Now, I would say if Randolph Shepherd decides to adopt that ability for first right, I would say that it could be a very good possibility. But at this time, marijuana is not within the scope of our Randolph Shepherd program to be able to just exercise first right opportunity. And I could be wrong.
Yeah, first rate opportunity, but Colorado and California have allowed variations of the situation to be adopted. They are completely the medical-run facilities, but they have allowed some. I don't know if it's under William Randolph or first rate, but I mean, would we be able to look into that as an opportunity to expand such, and again, with the coin laundry that she mentioned, trying to find ways to get people, like Frank said, back to work.
Yeah, I mean, again, nothing's off the table. You know, I think every idea obviously can't be answered just instantly, but it certainly could be something that we forward to the appropriate area for clarity and obviously ability. I'm not opposed to anything. I've told you guys this from the start. I'm not opposed to anything that we are allowed to do correctly in Connecticut. You know, and I always have to bring it back to Connecticut because we do operate in such tight quarters that, you know, certainly it's hopeful in seeing other states do the things that are now, you know, that we haven't seen in the past. And certainly we can try to adopt those processes, but we have to always keep in mind, you know, we have a lot of boxes to check off before we get yes. And you know, certainly we can present it and we can try to push for anything that, you know, is a potential option for our program. So I'm not opposed to anything, not at all. I think we should just keep an eye on certain states as to, you know, what opportunities are opening up for them. You know, again, the purpose of being on this committee is to, you know, be that extra set of eyes out there in the country to be able to adopt as a program moving forward. To keep this program viable. So, all good points. Let's just, you know, continue to do our research with some of these and then, you know, bring it to the drawing board. I think anything that we bring, and this is one thing that I want to say on the call, anything that any operator, whether it's the committee, you know, if you find something that you feel may be of value to our program, you know, I ask that you try to do as much person that identifying potential opportunity, do as much legwork on your end to present to, you know, whether it's the field rep or directly to me or to Andrew or, you know, to our next director. Let's, you know, have an abundance amount of information so we're not bringing these ideas to the table and then having to ping pong back and forth bits and pieces. You know, I think collectively, you know, if you've exhausted all of your information and you bring it, you present it to me, then I'm going to, on my level, exhaust all of the internal information to then be able to present something in which we collectively feel is the absolute final amount of information as we know to be in regards to that situation. So anyone that brings something to the program, I just ask that you really exhaust your ability to gather that information. And of course, if you need assistance, by all means, but let's not, you know, and this is not to you, Brandy, I'm just saying this, you know, I don't want ideas to just be thrown out here and then it's kind of like a catch and you know, all right, Tyrell, you figure it out, you know. So I just ask everybody to maximize their ability to assist with moving the program forward.
Can I have a second question?
Sure.
You know, keeping in mind everything that you just spoke regarding, you know, doing the legwork and for some of the, you know, opportunities that Operator Mike proposed to go forward with, I always thought that the commissary or the in the jails or the not the jail so much, but the prison would be lucrative, and then I was told in the past that it might be too dangerous, but I know in the past other states have done that, and you know, I will do take, you know, a book bet about trying to do some research, but I just wanted to put that out there in the ether to maybe somebody else would be interested in helping me find some information on that topic.
Thanks. Does anyone else have anything on the open forum?
Well, I guess, real quick, Tyrell. I had two things to end with. I was waiting for other people to ask for a comment. Number one, to the new committee, I've sent an email out. We have to elect a chair and a vice chair. I've sent an email out to you guys, if you can just check it after this call to find the time, hopefully today. I threw out a time of 2 o'clock with a conference call number we can call into. Just check your email after this meeting. Second thing is, this is the last meeting for Executive Director Brian Sigmund. We owe him a great deal of appreciation for all his years. Well before I joined the program, and a lot of us have, it's unfortunate that we had to lose someone like Erwin's and then Brian Sigmund right after that, but between the two, they've given a lot of time and effort to this program, to us, and with Brian, to BESBE in general, as an agency. We're going to lose, you know, a great deal of experience there, and we thank you for everything you've done, you know. Bittersweet, we wish you the best, but you're going to be with family and doing the right thing, so with that, have any closing remarks, Brian, or if anyone else would like to say anything.
Thanks, Brian.
I just thank you, Keith. I actually wanted, in fact, for the opportunity, I wanted to thank all of you. It has really been a pleasure and my honor to have worked on your behalf for length of time. I think we've gone through a lot of challenging times in these most recent years with the pandemic, but I know the program is being left in very good hands with Tyrell and Tracy, and I'm confident that as Connecticut emerges out of the pandemic, that their leadership will help the program regain the footing that it so richly deserves. But I did just want to thank you all. It's really been my honor to have worked with all of you, so thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Good luck, Brian. It's Adam.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank
good
you.
Luck, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be good luck.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Brian, I think I've told you enough how much I'm going to miss you, so. Overall, you know, I think, you know, definitely Brian's definitely going to be missed. There's no question about it. younger him in just such a short time. We you know, we've had a lot of laughs. He's given me a lot of guidance, and you know, it's never so long. It's just, all right, I'll catch you at the grocery store. You know what I mean? I'm hoping to you at the grocery store, because it is bittersweet. but we definitely wish him all the best, him and his family. And you know, these are times that you're supposed to really enjoy life. So, you know, hats off to him.
Yes, the next chapter begins. Your knowledge and compassion will surely be missed. So we thank you for everything you've given.
Yep.
You enjoy the next chapter, Brian.
Thank you.
Yes.
And congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations, for sure.
So, with that, that's all I have, guys. I'll keep doing what you're doing. You know, I'm in touch with most of you on at least once a week basis, and if I haven't been in touch, we will be in touch. Community college operators, I will be in touch probably next week. That'll kind of make the 1 month mark. So, you know, I think majority of our community colleges, we've kind of set the tone that we would give a, you know, we would assess the first 30 days. Well, now we're coming up to that 30-day mark. Now is the time to see if we need to have discussions with those within the administration of those colleges to maybe make adjustments to keep you guys afloat. I think it's important. I think you guys are all doing a great job. I just, again, want you guys to just be humble, you know, remain positive, you know, be thankful, and just be prepared to weather the storm. You know, I would say, I use Jeff Bezos. You think Jeff Bezos became a billionaire with no struggle? It's just, there's no truth to that. There's, you know, he had countless times of losses and obstacles to you know, overcome. And you do. You know, nothing that you really want comes easy. Nothing. It takes hard work. It takes sacrifice. You know, it takes dedication. And I think all of you have to remember that this is just, you know, a blip in time. You know, we can only hope that in the next year or so that kind of forgot where we were today. You know what I mean? And that hopefully in a year or so, you know, it's definitely a program that's moved in a direction that seems like, you know, it's sustainable, and we're growing with opportunities. You know, everybody's working on all levels. I know RSA is working on levels to, you know, potentially provide additional opportunities within the Randolph Shepherd program. You know, obviously Terry Smith, Nikki Gakel, they're constantly fighting for the Randolph Shepherd program. You know, even on our level, you know, when we get opportunities or just, you know, having that conversation with the administrations of certain buildings and so forth, we're fighting to reposition ourselves in a manner that hopefully gives you guys an opportunity to move forward. So, you know, everyone understands the magnitude as to where we are. And again, it's not an individual situation. It's a team effort. I'm part of the team. You know, I just consider me the voice that speaks to maybe others that UA may not want to speak to, or just in position, I'm required to speak to. But again, I always advocate for you guys. You guys know me personally. Many of you have known me for umpteen years. I'm very easy to talk to. If it can be done, let's get it done. I don't say no to things that are, you know, a possibility. So, you know, I think as a whole in Connecticut, when being on those national calls, I think our mental as a whole is sound. We all understand. We all know that, you know, we got to take a little, we got to give a little. We get that. So that has to be, you know, the mindset moving forward. And again, not to stress to that anymore, but we also got to keep our budget in mind and the viability of our statewide contract. We have to project that, as Katrina said, statewide government is shrinking as a whole in physical population. It had started prior to the pandemic, and it certainly accelerated during the pandemic. So we have to be aggressive in our approach, and we have to make sure we change and do things. We can't talk about changes. We can't observe losses. We can't overstaff at locations and say, yeah, I know I shouldn't be. Like, we need to make the changes that are necessary at the moment to keep program or operations afloat. So we really have to streamline until there's a need for you know, advancement or enhancement to to the way we do business. So let's make sure as operators we are certainly monitoring our business expenditures and making the necessary cuts or adding when necessary moving forward to ensure that we are doing all we possibly can before we, you know, entertain the thought of having further discussions with any building administration for whatever reason. All right? So that's just where I leave it with you all. You all have done a great job. I enjoy this, you know, a lot of work, but it's worth it, you know, and to be able to hopefully pick this program back up in its entirety is truly my goal. So, you know, that's for the long run. So let's work together and get the job done.
Tyrell, if I may, we have a lot of operators on the phone, and you're gracious enough to say, give you a call, and you have somewhat of an open door policy, but I'd like to remind all the operators of the chain of command. Starts with the vendor, and there it goes to your field rep. From there, the supervisor. From there, it goes to the executive director, and from there, it goes to your command. What I mean by that is, if you have a question or an issue, your first order of action is to contact your field rep. If your field rep doesn't have the answer, he then will go to the vending facility supervisor, which is Tyrell Hansen, or he will direct you to Tyrell himself. And then, of course, if Tyrell doesn't have the answer, he will go to his supervisor, which is the executive director. Who that is, we don't know. And then, of course, the executive director doesn't have the answer, they'll go to their supervisor, the commissioner. And my point being, you know, you don't want to go to the new executive director and bombard them with emails and phone calls without doing due diligence and going through your field rep first. And Tyrell has his hands full, especially with a new director coming in. So we don't want to inundate Tyrell with emails and phone calls if you haven't. Okay. So I just want to throw that out there moving forward, because it's going to be a busy time for our agency and the changes that have been made between Ed leaving and Brian. So, you know, go through the right chain of command. That's all.
Yeah, correct. Appreciate that, Keith. And in addition to that, just to kind of tap off to what Keith was saying, and then we can certainly close, you know, there is that level of respect, and I think, you know, we just as much as we want to receive it, we should also offer it. You know, now is the time to really build the relationship with the field rep. I have a great relationship with all of you, but I also want that relationship to be built with the field reps. The field rep's duty is to literally be the liaison between you and the administration. And you know, another piece of that is to build the trust in their decision-making. Should you, you know, request some assistance on making a decision, you should have the confidence in your field rep to be able to bring anything to them to allow them the first opportunity, to Keith's point, to rectify whatever you may be bringing to their attention. Now, keep in mind, you know, should a field rep not have the answer, then respectfully, the field rep should have the opportunity to come to me directly with that question or concern to either get the proper guidance or, you know, further discuss. You know, anything in business is built off relationship. There's not an operator on this call that can individually do operate a successful business. You know, every multi-million dollar company is multi-million dollar off the backs of a team. You know, Brian has been here for 33 years. Everyone looks at Brian as just the greatest, and he really is, but let's be clear. It's his focus and his processes, and it's the employees who work for him that have, you know, executed his thoughts to allow for that view of Brian, in which, you know, is remarkable. It's the same thing. You know, in order for you as an operator to grow your business, you have to apply trust. Sometimes it's difficult for whatever reason, but trust is what's going to build your business. You know, if you think you have all the answers, it's not possible. We got to build together. Did someone say something?
I think that's just background.
Okay. So yeah, just that's just my point. You know, I think let's trust each other. Let's not only just hear ideas, but let's try to implement the ideas that might be coming outside of your initial thought.
It doesn't have to be long term, but you know, let's just ensure that we exhaust all of the possibilities and not carry the mindset of "I told you so," because in business there's just no such thing. If you don't try, you'll never find out if that's going to work or not. You know, and that's just the reality. So if something doesn't resonate to your ear that seems like it's worthy of business, give it a shot either way. Because the truth of the matter is, it's going to cost you how much? If it costs you a small amount, if that is what broke your business for the short period in which we tried, your business was already on its way down. Let me be clear. If trying something for a short period of time diminishes your business was already on its way down. Okay, because every business that starts up always goes through the growing pains. And that's the only way you can identify your position is by going through those pains. So if anyone has the mindset that I'm not gonna add this to my menu, that'll make me close. Well, your operation is already in deep trouble. So let's not be opposed to new opportunity and trying new things. All right. That's all I have. I truly do. I thank you all for calling today. We'll be in touch.
So, perfect. And we are creeping up on the 12 o'clock hour. So if anyone, you know, if anyone has anything else last minute, go ahead. If not, I will give a couple seconds. All right. Hearing nothing, if a committee member could make a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn, Chad Barr.
All right. Can I get a second, please?
I second it, Dave Pelagi.
Pelagi, perfect. I have a motion made to adjourn the meeting. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, committee members, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
When's the next,
no.
When's the next meeting?
November 30th.
November 30th. Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, a motion to made, seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Any abstention? Motion carries. Thank you very much for everyone's time.
All right, I just need to interrupt very, very quickly. Who made the motion? I wasn't able to hear.
Chad Farr made the motion, seconded by Dave Polanaji.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Brian.
Thank you, Zach.
Anytime.